There's an old saying in mining and investment circles, gold loves misery. When other stores of wealth are on the wane, gold goes on the ascendant. And it's the muted performance of the US dollar in the last few months in particular that's giving gold such a leg up. Precious metals analyst with ANZ, Victor Thanpriya, says that's compounded by uncertainty over whether the US Federal Reserve will raise interest rates.
We had a big run-up in the US dollar since sort of 2013 and 14. Over the past few months, that rally's kind of stalled, and now people are seriously considering whether the Fed can actually raise rates in 2015 at all, despite what a number of the FOMC representatives have said. And until we do get some further clarity on the direction for the Fed, I think that we're likely to see gold sort of trade this, in US dollar terms anyway, trade this kind of $1,150 to $1,200 range.
As a tradable metal, gold is in a class of its own. Prices for other commodities are based purely on supply and demand fundamentals. The gold price, on the other hand, is very much driven by sentiment. So that price is buoyant, while paradoxically, physical demand isn't so strong.
September was very, very strong, particularly from China, which is the world's largest importer of gold, just prior to the Golden Week holidays. But now we're kind of, I think, suffering from a bit of indigestion. There was a lot of gold bought in September, and that's still sort of being worked through. India, I think in particular, has been quite weak. We saw some very, very strong import figures into India through July and August, and the market in India has actually been trading at a discount to the global price for the last 3 or 4 weeks, which is a very unusual situation. It just sort of shows that there is still a lot of stock onshore in India to be worked through.
But the appetite for gold remains. So when some large American gold miners opted to sell their Australian gold mines recently, there was no shortage of locals keen to buy. And the low Australian dollar has been the icing on the cake.
Gold prices in Aussie dollar terms are actually not too far from the record highs it reached in 2011. In Aussie dollar terms, we're at 1,600. If you have an environment where US dollar-based miners are divesting assets, then you've got some good opportunities for miners in places like Australia or South Africa, where the domestic currencies are under pressure because the margins are still quite good.
Mark Zeppner is the managing director of Ramelius Resources. He's seen the gold industry's fortunes rise and fall, and says they're working hard to pull the metal out of the ground while conditions are so favourable.
The US gold price isn't setting any records. It's really the conversion that we're getting from the Aussie dollar, and the Aussie dollar is driven down by a low iron ore price, amongst other things.
Is it not correct, though, that there's an interest in buying gold instead of cash or bonds?
There is a little bit of that. And I suppose it's a factor of the money's got to go somewhere, and people are probably concerned in the US about US equities being overheated. You get to a point where gold is sort of the last port of call, and that's where money goes. And when it goes there, it really has a big impact in a pretty short space of time, and that's what we've seen.
Ramelius has a particularly high-grade type resources. What if you didn't have that? Like, our biggest gold miners got really low-grade resources. It must be hard for them.
We have a mixture of some high-grade and some low-grade. You just got to be more efficient with the lower-grade materials, and that tends to mean bigger mines and bigger mills.
And what does being efficient mean? It means cutting costs and laying off staff?
It did mean that in the tough times a couple of years ago, but it's all about running, we run our mill there below $20 a tonne operating costs, so it's about looking at every part of your business, reagents, input costs. We benefited from a lower diesel / gas price.
And what would it take for this to turn around? What would be the bad set of circumstance?
Oh, I suppose a strong Aussie dollar. Not that you wish ill on the economy, but that's probably the worst thing for gold, is a really strong back to parity. If we're at 1150 Aussie gold price, then there'd be a lot of operations struggling.